aggravated battery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 37. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with our low around 22. Southwest winds between 5 and 15. More sunshine on Thursday with our high nearing 40. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a violent assault and have a suspect in custody. Just after 7:30 p.m. on Monday, police responded to a residence in the 6500 block of West 26th Court in Topeka in reference to an assault. At the home, officers located an adult victim suffering from serious injuries after having been assaulted by a family member. The suspect was later identified as Colby Fincham, and he was transported to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections, where he's being held on request to charges of aggravated battery, aggravated burglary, and possession of cocaine. Topeka fire crews were at the scene of a house fire in central Topeka late Tuesday. Topeka Fire Department spokesperson Alan Stahl says crews were called around 8:45 p.m. to 608 Southwest Lincoln, where heavy fire and smoke were coming from two sides of a two-story home. The searches found no one inside, and crews at the scene said the house was vacant. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
One person has died after a house fire in El Dorado. The El Dorado Police Department and the El Dorado Fire Department responded to a house fire in the 1300 block of Douglas in El Dorado on Tuesday. When first responders arrived on the scene, they found one person dead inside the home. The cause of the fire and death are still under investigation. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered the state agency that oversees foster care to investigate the death of a 17-year-old who was restrained face down for more than 30 minutes last fall at a Wichita juvenile intake center after his foster father called begging for help because the teen was hallucinating. Kelly called the situation tragic in calling for the Kansas Department of Children and Families to review the case of Cedric Lofton and see if policies needed to be changed. Her comments come 1 week after Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett expressed concerns about the handling of Lofton's case when he announced that he wouldn't file any criminal charges. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement in the small southeastern Nebraska town of Adams say a man was found dead after he allegedly shot his wife, then held officers at bay for several hours. The Nebraska State Patrol says in a news release that 40-year-old Thomas Sharp died of self-inflicted gunshot wound during a standoff at a home in Adams Monday night. The patrol says Sharp's wife called a report that he had beaten her, pointed a gun at her, and shot her in the hand. She and her three children escaped. After several hours, Sharp was found dead inside the home. A proposal to speed up the implementation of a tax cut for Social Security residents has cleared a key hurdle in the Nebraska legislature. Lawmakers voted 42-0 to advance the bill through the first of three required votes. The measure would phase out Nebraska's tax on Social Security income by 2025. Lawmakers approved the exemption last year, but adopted a slower phase-in that would eliminate it by 2030. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Tuesday announced hiring Matt Simpson as Marysville Police Chief, replacing Todd Ackerman, who was fired last September. Council had met in executive session toward the end of Monday night's meeting, but returned with the mayor reporting no binding decisions were made. Simpson, who's been with the Marysville Police Department for the past several years, recently returned from the FBI National Academy, participating in a 10-week international training. On Monday, City Council approved a review of 26 nominations from the Black Squirrel 50th Anniversary Committee, recognizing honorary Black Squirrel citizens who will receive a letter acknowledging such. A 90-day extension until May 10th was granted for repair of a property at 206 North 10th Street that was damaged by fire in February of last year and is currently being remodeled. The vote was 4-2, with Councilman Todd Fry expressing concern that 90 days was too much time. A proposal to name the Boy Scout cabin in honor of Doc Lynn was approved, and the swimming pool policy changes were approved as recommended. A $25,000 bid for storm sewer assessment along the 7th Street corridor, sections of U.S. 36 and Frank Marshall Drive were approved. Council approved a 5% increase to the base pay scale levels, respective of the annual increase approved previous. A bid was approved from CES Engineers for design, bid, and engineering services for U.S. 36 manhole cover repairs and a waterline project proposed on 8th Street. Low bid of $399,000 was approved for purchase of a new sewer truck, which would replace a 2004 model, which could be traded in or sold direct if a buyer can be found. Purchase was unanimously approved, with the balance to be financed for 5 years at 2.82% locally. Approval was given for two sewer pump repairs at $10,000, $80,000 toward continuing a project updating water meters, and $12,000 for galvanized steel posts for the Legion baseball outfield fence. Anyone interested in volunteering to help paint the fence for Feldhausen Field is encouraged to contact Marysville City Hall. Work can be done anytime weekdays inside at the city shop. A second USD 115 Nemo Hall Central School Board member challenged to a recall election over mask mandate decisions this past spring has been retained. In a special election Tuesday, Owen Zinke of Seneca had just 145 votes to remove him, while 549 voted against the recall effort. Amy Sudbeck earlier in November withstood a recall petition vote and was further reelected to the board. Zinke serves as vice president and has been a board member since USD 115 was founded in 2011 and had served USD 442 previous to that. His at-large position is up for reelection next year. The Warren Clinic in Hanover is hosting the KU Cognitive Network for Dementia Discussion Wednesday evening, January 26th. Everyone is welcome with free admission. To learn more about the difference between Alzheimer's disease, the importance of early diagnosis, and the gift of positive communication. KU Cognitive Care specializes in memory care capabilities throughout Kansas and focuses on both the patient and their family to get a better understanding of dementia and Alzheimer's while providing optimistic resources. The event is free and open with no reservations required. Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. For details, contact the Warren Clinic. Glenn V. Rickenberg, age 86, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Rickenberg. Leon W. Bentman, age 94, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Leon Bentman. Bryant L. Shattuck, age 51, of Marysville, passed away Saturday at his home. A private family service will take place with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Bryant Shonick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a chicken salad sandwich, vegetables, soup, California blend, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, salmon patties, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will rapidly warm up throughout the region today as winds will start to pick up from the south, bringing some warm air up from the Gulf of Mexico. Conditions will continue to stay fairly dry with lots of sunshine across the region. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and upper 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Continuing to stay fairly mild in the overnight hours with lows ranging in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Nebraska, the lower teens to lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 20s throughout Missouri. South winds will continue to stay fairly strong overnight. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high on this day 70, the average low 19, and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:40. It's 18 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 26th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A Big Apple takeover for AD and LeBron, and another improbable comeback by the Clippers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the Nets down to just one of their big three, James Harden, it did not take much for LeBron James and the Lakers to impose their will.
LeBron with another steal, another breakaway, another slam!
The call on ESPN LA 710. King James finished with 33 points. Anthony Davis had 8 in his return after missing 17 games with a sprained left knee. The Lake Show rolls past Brooklyn 106-96. The NBA's new comeback king struck again, this time in the nation's capital.
Now they're going to, get it to Kennard. 3 seconds left. Top of the key. Put up the three. Spells. Oh! Luke Kennard!
On KLAC, Clippers guard Luke Kennard scored 7 points in the game's final 9 seconds, including that three ball and subsequent free throw. The Clips erased a 35-point deficit to stun the Wizards, 116-115. Big Poppy, retired Red Sox slugger David Ortiz, was the lone inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2022. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were both shut out in their final year of eligibility. NFL Saints head coach Sean Payton stepped down after 15 seasons. The 58-year-old led a dramatic turnaround in New Orleans, winning 9 playoff games and the franchise's lone Super Bowl title in 2009. College hoops, Auburn's first ever game as the nation's top-ranked team wasn't for the faint of heart.
Katie Johnson quickly up the floor at the left wing for Auburn. Crossover dribble down to the baseline. Gets cut off. Spins into the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's good and a foul and a play. Katie Johnson over Jared Coleman, who just picked up his 4th foul.
On the Auburn Sports Network, KD Johnson finished with 17 points and converted the go-ahead 3-point play with a minute and a half remaining. Auburn staved off unranked Missouri 55-54. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. It was Hanover topping Washington County 46-31. Frankfort beat Onega 62-17. Lynn girls topped Clifton Clyde 39-35. Centralia beat Troy 59-31. Abilene girls over Concordia 47-31. Wamego down Council Grove 60-50. In boys action, Hanover topped Washington County 79-24. Frankfort beat Onega 53-33. Clifton Clyde over Lynn boys 58-41. And Troy surprised Centralia 51-38. Marysville boys down to Chapman 64-34. Abilene over Concordia 59-54. Wamego took Council Grove 44-40. Marysville wrestlers in a double duel at Chapman with Riley County 66-12 and Chapman 47-30 on Tuesday.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at agview.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Officials in D.C. gearing up to debate reauthorizing the next farm bill in 2023. One group of grower leaders intends to be a valuable resource for both corn growers and policymakers. The Risk Management and Transportation Action Team is a group that oversees much of the National Corn Grower Association public policy work on transportation, the Farm Safety Net, and federal taxes. Well, that group intends to play an active role in preparing the corn growers for the 2023 Farm Bill. They say they'll be spending time evaluating the current Farm Bill commodity and crop insurance programs and supporting strong risk management tools and looking for areas of improvement. They say the work to protect key tax provisions never stops in Washington, as the current estate and gift tax exemptions will automatically lower in several years unless addressed by Congress. The action team will continue working to protect important tax provisions while the Farm Bill debate takes place in Washington. Smaller than expected South American soybean crops likely mean more soybean export business for the U.S. in 2022. Oil World and Oilseed Analyst says major soybean export business will likely get pushed towards the U.S. in June. We'll continue on from there. They estimate that the combined soybean harvests in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay will fall to approximately 186.3 million tons. A total of 7.4 million tons below the prior season and the lowest number in 4 years. Uncertainty about the final crop size in South America means their farmers will be more hesitant to sell into the market, keeping more beans in stocks and hedge against inflation. They say U.S. farmers will benefit as buyers in importing countries will likely shift their purchases to American soybeans from June or July onward. The biggest increase is likely to happen from September through December of this year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum absorbs to dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Market opening up here in just a little bit. It was a mostly higher day in the grain market yesterday, mostly mixed, but lower in the livestock as we kind of wrapped up the day yesterday. A lot of things that are up in the air causing some volatility in the markets as we go through the week, of course, with the tension with Russia and the Ukraine that could be affecting both the grain and livestock markets, along with other markets, obviously, as well. As that progresses, yesterday the White House did make an announcement saying that Russian forces have not yet changed their posture and that the Biden administration is considering directly sanctioning the Russian President Vladimir Putin if he chooses to invade Ukraine. As of right now, they're not talking about any troops being physically involved. As they said, they had no intentions of putting U.S. armed forces into Ukraine to help out, but they may have near 8,500 troops in the general vicinity in case some type of tension continues to increase in the area. So things kind of still a little concerning as they get closer to that becoming an issue over in that portion of the globe. In the markets yesterday, most of the grains were mostly higher across the board. Corn dipped down slightly into the red right towards the end of trading for the March corn, down a penny at 620 a bushel. The later futures were all in the green with May corn up a penny at 118 and a half. Kansas City wheat yesterday for March had a good day. They wrapped up near 16 and a half cents higher at 834 and a half. That was 2 days in a row. We've seen some decent gains on that market. In the beans, mostly higher after starting off a little rocky yesterday with March beans at 4 1/4 at 1407 and a quarter. The meal was in the red, $1.90 at 392 even. And the bean oil saw some gains at 54 cents at 62.51. Over in the cotton market, they saw mostly higher numbers as well with March cotton up 71 cents at the end of trading to 121 and 9 cents. March canola was up 50 cents at 996 and 40 cents. Over in the oats yesterday, they had a decent day up 21 and a quarter. Some big gains there at 652 and a half. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're planting alfalfa from Kaufman Seeds, you can be assured that it is the highest quality seed that is available. America's Alfalfa is the name to remember, with traffic-tested varieties for stand longevity and disease resistance. Many lines also carry nematode resistance as an added feature. Let Kaufman Seeds help plan this year's alfalfa planting by working with the very best seed for maximum production. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burris, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Is there a nutritional difference between fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables? The surprising answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey player Wayne Gretzky has a birthday, and it's Statehood Day in Michigan. Our 26th state joined the Union in 1837. Most of us have to go without fresh vegetables in the winter, but are we missing out nutritionally? Not really. Experts say that while taste and texture may suffer, there is little nutritional differences between fresh, frozen, and canned veggies. In fact, there may even be an added benefit when it comes to tomatoes. Research has shown that our bodies absorb the antioxidant lycopene more readily from tomato paste than from whole tomatoes. Keep an eye on those package labels, though, for added sodium, fat, or sugar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs warming into the 30s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. After a three-game stretch where the Wildcats stayed competitive against ranked teams and even pulled off two upsets, K-State faltered on the road against Baylor, losing to the Bears 74-49. Nigel Pack and Marquise Noel were once again the leading scorers for the Wildcats, scoring 13 and 11 respectively. The 49 points in last night's matchup are the lowest amount scored in a game this entire season. The 25-point loss is the largest deficit for the Kansas State program this season. In keeping with the K-State theme, days after her history-making performance in K-State's win over number 14 Oklahoma, K-State junior center Ayoka Lee told reporters she plans to return to Manhattan for her senior season. Age-wise, Lee is eligible for the 2022 WNBA draft, but she says, "I'm staying another year. I really love what I'm doing for school. I want to finish my education. I love that program. That's the plan right now." This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Was a dominant performance from your Marysville Bulldogs in the makeup game with the Chapman Irish on Tuesday night, defeating them 64-34 behind a team in game high 28 points from Jack Lauer, who went 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Marysville started on a quick 9-2 run with Jack Lauer scoring all 9 points, and from that point on, Marysville didn't look back. With Rhett Williams, who went 4-for-6 from the free throw line, being the second leading scorer with 11. And then on the side of the still winless Chapman Irish, leading the way for them, Ian Suther with 6 points. And then there was a three-way tie for second in scoring between Gage Picking, Eli Regal, and then Torin Kavanaugh with 5 points. And again, Marysville defeating Chapman 64-34. My name is Paxton Gordon with
KND1. Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. It was Hanover topping Washington County 46-31. Frankfort beat Onega 62-17. Lynn girls topped Clifton Clyde 39-35. Centralia beat Troy 59-31. Abilene girls over Concordia 47-31. Wamego down Council Grove 60-50. In boys action, Hanover topped Washington County 79-24. Frankfort beat Onega 53-33. Clifton Clyde over Lynn boys 58-41 and Troy surprised Centralia 51-38. Marysville boys down to Chapman 64-34. Abilene over Concordia 59-54. Wamego took Council Grove 44-40. Marysville wrestlers in a double duel at Chapman with Riley County 66-12 and Chapman 47-30 on Tuesday.
KNDY.
I will not be the one who turns his back and runs when things get rocky down the line. I will not be the one holding the smoking gun if our love don't stand the test of time. I'll love you forever. I will be your man beside you always. I will stay. I didn't say I do to take control of you. I have no chains to hold you down. If you'll let me spread my wings, you'll get the best of me. Deep in your heart is where I'm bound. I will not forsake you. If ever you are down, no need to look around. Just close your eyes and I'll be there.